You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back. It's a new week here at Superhuman Radio. And we've got lots of great shows planned all week long. We've got a couple discussions we're going to have during the first hour. The first will be with a listener of the show. We're going to be getting a status on the Age Force fat burner patch and finding out whether or not it really works the way it's supposed to with Val Tanner. Then we'll be joined by the Director of Marketing and Sales for Supreme Radio, Stephen Lay, to talk about what's coming up for 2013. We've got a lot of exciting things, and we wanted to just discuss it for the audience. Then, during the second hour, we're going to do an interview that's going to have everybody talking. This interview is going to change the way you think about health and the way you think about parasites. And I promise you that my guess is going to really cause some thought-provoking discussion amongst those of you out there. And I have to tell you, I read this book thanks to Ginny Robards, and the name of the book is An Epidemic of Absence, and it's written by Moises Velasquez Manoff. And I predict that this book will go down as one of the most thought-provoking books about health and will change the way people think about health, especially immune and autoimmune disorders, forever. And that's going to be a great interview later in the show. But let's get started with Val Tanner, who's been waiting patiently on the line. How you doing, Val?
I'm good, Carl. How are you?
Good, good. Now, first of all, give us a little background. You've been listening to the show for some time, thanks to your hubby, right?
Yes. Well, this is how it is. We have it set up in the kitchen, in the kitchen table. He's going to school to get his doctorate degree. And in between, he listens to your show faithfully all the time. And, of course, that's where I do my, you know, cooking. So when you are on, there's a rule in our house, you do not bang any pots. You have to be very quiet because he doesn't want to miss a single word of your show.
You have to cook quietly, then, another one,
yes,
right?
Yes, I have to cook very quietly.
And who is he? Give your husband's name, please.
Oh, his name is Dennis Tanner.
Okay,
yes.
Dennis Tanner. And thank you for listening to the show, Dennis.
He loves your show because you bring on all the new products. You know, anything like sales people are having. I mean, that's how he learns about all the new stuff that's out.
Yeah.
You know, the coconut oil and everything. So, of course, we've had diet products before that we've tried. He's 55. I'm 53. We lift weights. We've been to the Arnold, the Olympia. 3 years ago, we were both in the Arnold, the pump and run.
Really? How did you do with that?
We did very well. He got second in his age group, and he missed it by, I think, 1 second first.
Oh, man.
It was really close. I think I had third or fourth in my age group. Typically, women can't bench, so he taught me, you know, how to get as many reps out. I think some pump and runs in the area, you can get, like, you can go as many times as you want. Like, they don't stop you. So
right.
I think my limit was, like, 48 or something. But this is why this diet patch is so good, because you know, you want to lose the least amount that you weigh, that's how much you have to bench. So let's say if I weighed 140, I'd have to bench 75.
Oh.
You know, 30 times. They stop you at 30 times.
Okay.
So women were getting out like 3, 4, and I just threw out 30. Just like
no
that.
Kidding.
Yeah. So even though, you know, I don't know, to me, 50s, my friends and I, we bike all the time, road bike, and we say the 50s is the new 30s.
Yes, it is. So, you're right. It is.
So anyhow, this patch came out. He heard about it. He got it. He got in for the 2-for-1, and I was getting it, but he signed me. I'm like, I want it. So he's like, okay. So I got it, and I was only getting 1-for-1. Like, each month I got it.
Right.
So I'm like, I got my new order, and I called, and I'm like, I'm calling him. I'm calling Steve.
You called Steve, right?
Yeah, and he goes, why? He goes, it's after hours. I'm like, I don't care. I want my fair share. So he goes, okay. So, of course, nobody answered, but I swear it was like 1 minute later, Steve called back and said, hey, did you call my house? He answered from his house. He said, did you call here? Did you need me? And I'm like, I do. I have a problem. And he's like, oh, what's your problem? I said, I want my fair share. I want my two for one. And any other company that you would buy that from would say, sorry, you know, it's only for new customers only, you know. And he's like, no, give me this information. Give me that. Email it to me. I'll take care of it tomorrow.
And I just talked about this when I had Steve on last week. We talked about the multivitamin patch, and you know how that's mm-hmm. doing, and we talked about the new stocking stuff for promotion, and I said you know, I don't know many companies that give up profit. You know, if you get a deal at Target, and a month later your friend gets a better deal, you can't go back and go, hey, I want that deal. But with Ageforce, you can.
Yeah. Oh, it's wonderful. And I'll tell you why I like this patch, because
How long have you been using the fat burner patch now?
Probably since September.
Okay, truthfully, do you think it's helped you at all?
Oh my gosh, it just was. We eat very healthy,
right?
But you can't eat like anybody who's in competitions knows that you can't be good all the time. So when I'm really, really good, I mean, with that patch on, I lose weight like twice as fast.
Yeah.
Without, like, you know, sneaking a glass of wine, you know, a dessert, like, you know, every other night or something, I still lose weight on the patch.
Yeah.
And why I really like it is, like, if let's say you're in Lipo 6, you know, you take that, it revs you up. If you forget to take it in the morning, you're done for the rest of the day.
Yeah, because you can't take it late in the afternoon.
No, because you're done. You forget to take the patch at night. Like, we were on vacation. We just came back from the Bahamas, and I said, oh, I forgot to take it. And he goes, and we were just going to lay out in the sun. He goes, here, put it on your side underneath your bathing suit. I'm like, oh, okay, that's perfect.
Right.
So it doesn't.
Because it doesn't stimulate you, you don't have to worry about taking it too close to bedtime.
No.
I got a friend who is, his wife is asking me about a pre-workout supplement. She said, look, check out this pre-workout supplement. I'm not going to say the name of it. Mm-hmm. She goes, do you think it's safe? He takes this in the morning to work out, and then he has to take something at night to go to sleep because he's so revved up all day long.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, you know what? Anything that disrupts your sleep is not worth it. I don't care what anybody says.
No, I don't think so either. And some of the stuff I can take for 2 or 3 days, and then after that, it just, you know, you're thinking, okay, I'm not sleeping at night. What's the problem? And you know exactly what the problem is. And for people who don't think this patch works, I mean, when you take it, like, you're not going to feel anything.
Right.
Like, you don't feel like your heart's going to come out of your chest.
Yeah.
Or nothing. But my friend that I lift with hurt her knee. So she came back, like, 3 weeks later, and she looked at me, and she goes, you have lost weight. And I said, yeah, I have. And she goes, okay, what's the secret? What are you doing? What are you doing differently? And I said, well, it's this patch, you know. And she goes, I wasn't told about the patch.
You're withholding information.
Yeah, you're withholding information from me.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm sorry, you know.
Now, did she get on the patch?
She hurt her knee again, so she just came back today, so I'm sure she will.
Yeah.
But the melatonin we also take.
Now, that one you can feel. There's no denying the melatonin is working.
Oh, yeah.
For those people out there who are like, there's a bunch of people out there who are supplement elitists, and they, and I've seen some of the posts on some of the websites, and they say, oh, those Ageforce products, they're just band-aids. People are putting them on. There's nothing in them. It's all placebo. It's like, really? Put the melatonin patch on and see if you can keep yourself from falling asleep.
Oh, it's wonderful. Well, his mother is 85 years old, and she was complaining about not sleeping. So she bought the people that age take so many pills, they don't want to be bothered.
Yeah, right. One more pill. Right. Exactly.
Yes. So we gave her the patch, and she called up like 3 days later and says, I need more of them. And I
really?
Said, oh, okay, so I called Steve, and I said, but I want the two for one. How do I do that? I called him again, and he's like, that's okay. Just, you know, we'll do it. Just give me this information. So that's what we got my husband's mother for Christmas. She's 85 years old, was the melatonin patch.
So what did she say about sleeping with the patch? Did she say, like, these were the really good night sleeps she was getting?
Yes. Yeah, she wasn't feeling good. And Ben said, well, if you don't sleep, that's one of the reasons why you're not feeling
right.
good, you know?
Right.
So let's, you know, try this and see what you think, you know? And she liked it because she didn't have to swallow any more pills,
right.
you know?
Right.
So
get her the multivitamin, too, now. Because that elderly people really need that.
Oh, yeah. They don't take enough.
Do you know about the new stocking stuffer promotion that they have? I think it's through the 15th or the 18th of the month, but right now you can get every single patch at 50% off. And you can buy just, you know, like, you don't have to sign up for an auto ship. You can just buy, you know, just one order of patches to use as stocking stuffers and give to friends.
Oh, really? No,
yeah.
I didn't know that. I'm sure my husband knows.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably so. You have to listen to him. You have to ask his advice on this.
I do. Well, see, that's his job in life. He gets to listen to your show, and then he tells me all the things that we should try, and, you know. And he listens to some one or two other shows, but they mostly talk about, I don't know, how this person's doing with exercising and where they are in their life of bodybuilding.
Mm-hmm.
But
and those are all
really
good things. Those are good topics, too. Don't get
yeah.
me wrong. Yeah.
Yeah, but they're not informative. You know, we want to make our life better. I'd like to live and feel as healthy and as long as I can,
right.
you know?
Right. And see, I'm not an expert. I want the same thing you want. So it's almost like, look, I'm in search of better health, greater degree of longevity. I'm in search of all these things myself, the answers to what nutrition does. And everybody just gets to go for the ride with me. It's not like I'm an expert and I have something I'm promoting. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I want the same things that you and your husband want. I want to live longer. I want to be stronger. I want to look better. I don't want to need reading glasses. I don't, you know, I want all those things, too. And that's it.
Well, I'm supposed to ask you why you haven't had John Perillo on your show yet.
John Perillo, I know John. I actually almost had John Perillo on the first year that the show was on the air.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember what happened, to be honest with you. I like John. And he's been around a long time, and he's very reputable. I got to be honest with you. I just don't know why we haven't had him on. I know John. He lives up north of me. I feel like he either lives in northern Kentucky or Cincinnati
yeah.
or something like that. I mean, he's
Cincinnati.
Very close.
Well,
yeah.
I think it's in Cincinnati.
Yeah. I mean, I've talked to John years ago. I haven't talked to him recently. But we can have him on. Would you like us to have him on?
Yeah, I would like you to have him on. Yeah.
Okay, there you go. Ginny Robards, if you're listening. We need to get John Perillo on. I actually have his number somewhere, so I'll send it to her. So there you go. And John can thank you, Val Tanner, for getting him on Superhuman Radio. So there you go.
We've been to a couple of his camps.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah, he's a great guy. He's been around for a long time, too. He's very trusted. Very, very trusted.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Val, so in summary, if somebody's out there listening and they're on the fence and they want an answer to help them increase their fat loss, especially with January coming up and everybody's going to make new commitments to change their bodies, would you have no problem recommending the fat burner patch from Age Force?
Oh, definitely. You know, people, I don't want to say it's an easy fix because we exercise and we eat right, but this is what really people are looking for.
Yeah.
You know, they're looking at something that, you know, isn't going to hurt them, that they, you know, they're not going to feel that caffeine, you know, hitting their system and they're afraid to take, but it's going to help them to lose weight.
Maximize
you know?
Their efforts. And that's what we're really looking for. We're all looking to maximize our efforts, right?
Yeah, yes, yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. Listen, Val, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show and talking about this.
Oh, well, I was excited.
And thanks to your husband for turning you on to the show as well and his devotion
right.
to the show. I appreciate both of you listening very much.
All right, I will tell him.
All right, take care.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
All right, bye.
All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to have the grand poobah of marketing and sales with Superhuman Radio, Stephen Leon. And we're going to talk about things that are coming up in 2013 that I think are exciting. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We will be right back. Слабонервных беременных и детей просим удалиться из зала. Остальные плечи на пол и задержать дыхание.
Gerade will ich ziemlich gut drauf, ziemlich schick ansetzen, gut auf. Rolex tippt man, seh ich gut aus, hol mir den Kick, ich absolut drauf. Hier, wieder mein Solo aus Rhythm, den
There are a few products that I believe in, the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only 3 ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com. It's estimated that the majority of multivitamins simply get flushed down the toilet due to poor digestibility. Well, that's all changed thanks to Age Force. Now you can get 16 of the most important essential vitamins combined with 6 of the most effective antioxidants directly into your bloodstream with the new Age Force 8-hour delivery multivitamin patch. And for a limited time, get a buy one, get one free on this groundbreaking new patch. This patch is sure to change the way people take their vitamins. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force multivitamin patch banner ad today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called piezole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Piezole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
If you want to build muscle and burn fat, if you want to transform your body, your health, and fitness, then your goal should be to get a copy of The Blueprint from Rob Ragish. Learn what the Blueprint Army already knows. There is no faster way to change the way you look and feel than by using The Blueprint. And now, when you order The Blueprint, you will also get absolutely free the Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms in a Single Workout Seminar. That's a $20 value, absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint banner ad today. It's estimated that the majority of multivitamins simply get flushed down the toilet due to poor digestibility. Well, that's all changed thanks to Age Force. Now you can get 16 of the most important essential vitamins combined with 6 of the most effective antioxidants directly into your bloodstream with the new Age Force 8-hour delivery multivitamin patch. And for a limited time, get a buy one, get one free on this groundbreaking new patch. This patch is sure to change the way people take their vitamins. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force multivitamin patch banner ad today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
J.R. Sean Kingston.
You're way too beautiful, girl. That's why it'll never work. You have me suicidal.
Sean Kingston listens to Superhuman Radio.
You talking to me?
Oh, I was talking to the audience, but you can chime in.
I should have said it more like, you talking to me?
You talking to me? Now we are talking with the grand poobah of marketing and sales for Superhuman Radio, Stephen Lay. Stephen, I'm a little out of breath. Give me a second. I just did my body weight squats. I do a box squat. I sit down and come back up again. It's really taxing on the quads, I got to tell you.
Well, I started doing that. I've been standing probably since the first time you talked about standing. So I have a little standing office set up here. And so I did some push-ups. I did 50 push-ups, but I'm kind of a wimp, and so I did 25, and then I rested. I did 25 more, but my heart is still going.
Yeah, see? And you know, you don't have to do it all day, but if you do it once or twice an hour, you do some little movement like that, because listen to this. I went to the gym today for the first time in a month. I've taken off to give my body a rest. I thought, you know, I needed it. I had, you know, joint pain. I had all sorts of pains, and I said, you know, my body's talking to me. What's my end point? Do I want to grind myself into the ground? No, I want to stay strong, but I want to live long. And I don't want to have to go for repair parts. I don't want to have to go for, you know, hip replacement or knee replacement because I've worn things out. So I'm trying to be sensible about the way I train. I went in today and I trained heavier than I thought I was going to. I feel great, but now the key is to keep active through the rest of the day so I don't lose the equity that I created this morning. That's the mistake we make. We go to the gym, we pound it hard, and then we sit behind a desk for 8 hours, and that negates most of what we did. So,
yeah, I have a rule now, and that's that I don't sit down until 5 o'clock. Then I allow myself to sit down if I'm going to watch TV or eat some food at the table or whatever, but I just try to stay at least a little bit active.
That is really a great idea. I like that too. Now, do you do this with the kids too? Do you make the kids stand while they sleep at night?
You know, my kids, they're 4 and 7, and you don't have to get them to stand. My son at 4, that kid never stops. I mean, the whole house is like a gymnasium.
He's like Ricochet Rabbit. He's bouncing off the walls.
Yeah.
There you go. So anyway, we've got lots of exciting things. Sorry to cut you off. I'm sorry.
And
people complain about that, by the way. I get emails from time to time from people saying, Carl, I love the show, but you have to stop cutting the guests off. And what people don't realize is I'm watching a clock. You know what I mean? And I'm trying to stay on a time, and I'm trying to keep things moving forward. But they get mad at me anyway.
You know what? I haven't noticed it, but I always think that the things that you interject are interesting. You're not doing it, and I'm not kissing up here. You're not doing it just to hear your own self. You know, you hear your own voice. It's, to me, that when you do it, it's important. It's worthwhile.
I'm just trying to keep the topics moving forward and the conversation progressing. Really, when I do that. But anyway, in that spirit, we've got a lot of exciting things coming for 2013, don't we?
Yeah, we do. You know, I think 2013 will be an interesting year for Superhuman Radio, and I think it's going to be fun. I hope it's fun for everybody, not just us. You know, when Carl brought me on, he talked about bringing in an assistant and somebody to help, and he did that with Ginny Rivards, and I think the show content already has started to change. And it's just, you know, the core of the show is the science and how we can apply it. And I think it's just been stepped up. You know, it's hard. I can't imagine what your schedule is like. Most podcasts, you know, that would be, I guess, who people would think would be our competition. Most podcasts are weekly, if that. And it's not as difficult to put together a weekly show as it is a show that's on every day and to get quality guests all the time and to coordinate all the activity. I mean, it's a big deal. So I think it's great that Ginny's on, and I think she's probably going to be the core of how the show improves. But the best
thing about Ginny is she gets it. Like I email Ginny in the morning, you know, check this out, and then she comes out with equally important and timely topics that she books, and I'm like, this is fantastic. So Ginny gets it. It's not like she's waiting on me to send her things to talk about. I mean, she is living the life too. She's in search of all the same answers that we're in search of. Like I was saying to Val Tanner, I mean, the difference between me and a lot of other hosts out there, and I'm not hurting my arm to pat myself, in fact, I'm not patting myself on the back, is that I'm not an expert. I'm in search of the same information that everybody else in the audience is in search of. So when I'm doing an interview, I'm sitting here making notes just like the audience is like, oh, I'm going to start doing this. That sounds really good. And Ginny is one of us. So Ginny will say, like this interview we're doing today during the second hour, this is going to be shocking to people. This interview, reading this book, I had to speed read it over the weekend because I just got it over the week. I'm going to sit down and read this book again slowly. This is one of the most thought-provoking books in a variety of ways that impact health and longevity that I've read in a decade. It's a fantastic, and I don't know if, you know, Ginny and I, we send emails back and forth about topics. I don't know if I sent her an email that inspired her to look at this, or this is something she was looking at. There are some other topics that I was interested in that kind of have a segue into this, but it's like she contributes so much to the show. It's just, it would be unfair of me not to acknowledge that this show is also becoming a tapestry of what she likes. In the veins of the things that we're searching for, you know, and she's doing a great job.
And, yeah, she's doing a great job. And you know, I have to give you the kudos because when you hired her and when you came looking for somebody to fill the position and the work that I'm doing, you didn't just go, you know, to monster.com or someplace and look for somebody that had the requisite skills, you know, interviewing or whatever. You actually looked for people that understood the message, and then the rest of it could fall into place. And
I look for listeners. I thought, you know what, who better to bring on board than someone who listens to the show?
Yeah, and Jenny, and you hit a home run. She's clearly, you know, upping the level of the show.
Yeah.
And on my side of things, and the changes that are going to happen are really just to try to complement that aspect of the show, because, you know, I'm a listener. I listen to the show for those reasons. I actually listen and try to implement everything that I hear, and I love the show. And so from my aspect, I just want to compliment it so that all that stuff is easier for people to do. And so the kinds of things, and is it okay if I just continue
please.
Rambling?
Yes, please.
So we're trying to make the technology stuff better so that the shows are easily accessible. They're more informative. You get a little bit of, I guess, prior knowledge to what we're trying to do. And so, for instance, we're coming up with a new website. And so the new website, first off, is just going to look better. It will be easier for us to put things like our program schedule, which we haven't really had a good program
right.
schedule. But I want people to know what we have lined up for shows when we know it. And so the benefit is that everybody can come to the website. They can say, okay, you know, what's going on this week? I want to know what the shows are. I want to plan my schedule. Or if I can't be there, I want to make sure that I can download it and I don't miss a show. And so, to me, it's just like your television. You want to have a TV guide. You want to know what's on. I think it'll help elevate what people can get access to. And so the newsletter that we're putting out, that I'm putting out, and I've had lots of great mistakes and some early troubles with that, but we're starting to get it honed in a little bit, and we'll continue to do that. But that's another avenue for us to get out information. We'll get out prior knowledge. I want to have a headline of a show that we're going to do, as well as some information. We're going to have an op-ed column in there, some question and answer stuff you probably won't find anywhere else. And so, to me, that's important, to just get more of that out and more quality stuff out with the help of Ginny and Carl. Those are a couple things, anyways.
We're also working on a player, right? Well, I say
an app,
an Android/iPhone/smartphone app.
That's right. And so right now you have two options if you want to listen to the show live. You can download the Shoutcast player. And I actually haven't done that for an Android device, so I don't know how that works. On my phone, it's pretty easy. You can download that app. And the issue, there's a couple issues with it. First off, what I found over time is that it will tend to drop the signal sometimes. And so while there's still a signal from our website, the Shoutcast server, for whatever reason, in the app don't work very well all the time. And then second, they change our location, meaning that you can save it to your favorites, and then it just disappears. We don't have any control over that. It's not really a great solution. It doesn't help, you know, the listeners very well.
Well, wait a minute. Actually, not to get too technically involved, with the app, we bypass Shoutcast. It comes right to our static streaming IP address.
Yeah.
So it won't switch. If we with the new app, we won't.
That was my point.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So when we develop this app, and we're kind of in development now, we won't have that concern.
Right.
It'll be just ours, and we'll stream from a different place. And so that'll make things a lot better. I mean, I have some ideas on how in the future that app can help even more than just streaming audio. I think ultimately there are a lot of people, including myself, that use the iPhone or their phone almost exclusively for that kind of content.
Yeah.
I have some apps that I use, and I get, you know, article content and that kind of thing. So we'll probably at least eventually get to that place. But first off, we want to build a robust app that people can listen to it and not have the issues. We'll also have a new player on the website, a different location, and just, an easier way to listen via the website.
Yeah.
So those are really cool things. I'm excited about it. And then, Carl, we've talked recently about some video content that we're going to
And we're working on that. And we're working on it. Here's what we have to do. We have to take a commercial break because we've gone a little long.
Okay.
When we come back, we'll talk about the video content and the YouTube channel. We're talking with Stephen Lay. He is the Director of Marketing and Sales here for Superhuman Radio. You can also contact Stephen by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Advertise With Us banner. I'm sorry, link, and send him an email. Because advertising on this show is really, really inexpensive. A lot of people are shocked. To reach the number of people that you reach on this show, it's the best single advertising medium out there for reaching a fitness, health, slash longevity community. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com today. Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're joined this hour by Director of Marketing and Sales for Superhuman Radio, Stephen Lay. Something that the listeners probably don't know about, because we didn't make a lot of noise about this, and it was decided not to make a lot of noise about it. In October, we broke 4 million downloads, and we went to great pain to make sure that these numbers were accurate. By actually having both our data center and the company that manufactures our web stat analysis software audit these numbers, because we were going to start promoting these to existing and potential advertisers and say, hey, look, you know, here's why you're getting such a good response. The audience has exploded. Now, we watched the audience grow to 1 million, 2 million, and now over 4 million downloads over the past 6 months. But this is, we are not reaching some little boutique audience any longer. There are a lot of superhumans in the superhuman nation today.
Yeah, and I was really cautious. I mean, I was leery to put that information out, and I expressed my concern. And, you know, we actually reached out to other podcast hosts to see if they'd seen any kind of change.
Yeah, because we wanted to know, because Stephen pointed something out. He said, you know, the new iPhone iOS 6 came out, and they did away with some sort of player, and maybe this is what we're seeing is people just downloading episodes that were downloaded prior as their new software kind of catches up to where it was before it was deleted off of their iPhone. So we waited. That was in September. And
we waited, and then, you know, with the confidence of talking to other people that hadn't seen the kind of changes, and, you know, other evidence, some sponsors had seen changes. I mean, it's not an easy task, as you know, Carl, to understand exactly how the numbers play, but I don't think there's any way of denying it anymore that our numbers have grown a lot, and they continue to grow.
And that's influenced our advertisers too, because we have advertisers that I sent out an email and said, hey, are you seeing a lot more direct entries asking for these products? And we have a lot of advertisers that use coupon codes that are telling us, you know what? We've seen a lot of people using these codes. And so we know the numbers are real. And so that's why when we talk about the things that are coming, it's really exciting for us, because it's like the show has hit its stride all of a sudden. It's really reaching people, and that's an important thing. And as a result, we're trying to expand. So you mentioned about the YouTube channel and the video content. We're going to start doing more video content, right?
We are. So from the mechanics side of it, in our new site, we're going to have a video player that will be able to link YouTube videos directly. And so you'll be able to go either to our website or directly to YouTube and find these videos. Probably it would be easy to find them from our site. You'll see the most recent and updated, but the comprehensive library will be over at YouTube. And the content should be really interesting and compelling. We have, and I'm not sure if we want to talk about this, we have a great idea for our first series.
I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, because we know that the greatest and most sincere form of flattery is copying someone, and we have been flattered before. So.
And I think, you know, one thing to point out with this video series is that we really just don't want to do it because other people are doing it. We want to do it because it does work, and it will allow us to do something that helps the audience. And not just that, but will help us get more people that don't know about us. And that's important, because our message should impact even more people than the 4 million downloads that we had. It's important. A lot of people aren't talking about it. The show like today, there's a show tomorrow. The stuff is so important and not being talked about. So the video series will just open some doors for us, and allow the listeners and new listeners to get information they're not getting anywhere else.
And you know, you just mentioned something that's critical to me. And I actually had this discussion several times with Del Musa, who I have an immense amount of respect for. And I'm very, very fond of, and he is one of the greatest contributors to content for our show and on the internet in general. The guy is brilliant. And I said, you know, there are so many people out there that are just regurgitating stuff. You know, they're taking something they heard here and taking something they heard there, and they're writing their own blog about it and trying to make it their own. And don't get me wrong, I think that's good. It has a place to keep reinforcing a message over and over again. But that's not where I want this show to be. I want this show to be at a point where we are changing the discussion, where we are influencing discussions, where we are adding something new to the discussion, as opposed to just regurgitating and you know, reevaluating stuff that we've talked about before. Now, granted, We're going to talk about vitamin D again and again because there's constantly emerging research on vitamin D. I'm just using that as an example. But that doesn't mean that that is all we're going to focus on. We're going to talk about paleo again. As a matter of fact, this interview today, I mean, it finds its roots in paleo. For those of you out interested in paleo, you must listen to today's interview about the parasites that make us who we are. So, you know, we're going to be rediscussing some of this stuff, but we're always going to be trying to bring something new to the discussion as opposed to just chewing the fat that someone else chewed and, you know, changing the words, but expressing the same sentiment that somebody else has expressed. And that's why those of you who remember Off Topic, Aaron used to get mad at me because I wouldn't listen to other radio shows. And I say, no, you don't understand. I don't want to be influenced. I don't want to not do a show, and I don't want to do a show and be influenced by what someone else has done or not done. So I don't listen to anybody else's shows. I don't read anybody else's blogs. I don't look at anybody else's YouTube because I don't want to be influenced. I don't want to not do an interview because somebody else did it because I may have a totally different take on it and add something new to the discussion. And I also don't want to do something just because somebody else did it already. So I purposely stay in the dark about what's going on out there, and I stay focused on what's interesting to me and now what's interesting to Jenny Robards.
You know, and something else that one of the main reasons why I liked the show in the beginning and I continue to like it is that you don't align yourselves too strongly with anybody, and you never back yourself so far into a corner that you don't have an exit. And I think it's important because I think that's where problems arise. You know, you get to be a Dr. Oz or somebody in the paleo community or whomever, and you get so entrenched in the message that you're trying to convey that you forget that you might be wrong. And so I think the Superhuman Radio listeners need to know when we're wrong. And I think that you do a really good job of that. You know, when the science disproves the message that we played yesterday, then we need to send a new message out. And you really do a great job of that. And I think that everybody deserves it. And I think, you know, whether it's going to be on the radio show or in the YouTube videos, that's the kind of content that I think that we'll see a lot of.
And that comes from what I said before, to come full circle. It's like I'm in search of the answers. I am not going to defend something I said yesterday that now I know is wrong, because I've invested my reputation on what I said yesterday. I'm not investing my reputation on anything except being in search of the truth. Like Scully and Mulder, the truth is out there. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to find it. I don't have it. I think I do in some cases. I'm going to share what I think is true. But if I find out it's not, I'm going to share that, hey, we were wrong about that, and now we need to look at this instead. Because at the end of the day, I'm a practitioner just like everybody else in the audience. I'm not an expert. And I think that's really important. I know I say that over and over again, but it's what makes the show different. I am not an expert. I don't have a catchphrase. I'm not coming up with a special way of eating. I'm telling you what I'm doing, and I'm trying to learn what to do, and I want to share that information with the audience, and I have no dog in the fight. If it turns out that 5 years from now we find out that some parts of this ancestral diet was wrong, I'm going to be the first one to say, hey, we need to change this part of it. You know, because I am not defending my reputation. I'm a practitioner. Let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break, and we will wrap up the discussion with Stephen Lay. If you want to reach out to Stephen, learn more about how effective and easy it is to advertise on the show, go to superhumanradio.com and click the Advertise With Us link and prepare to be shocked. For the price of a banner ad on some other websites, you can reach millions of listeners here. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle. muscle and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
It's estimated that the majority of multivitamins simply get flush down the toilet due to poor digestibility. Well, that's all changed thanks to Age Force. Now you can get 16 of the most important essential vitamins combined with 6 of the most effective antioxidants directly into your bloodstream with the new Age Force 8-hour delivery multivitamin patch. And for a limited time, get a buy one, get one free on this groundbreaking new patch. This patch is sure to change the way people take their vitamins. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force multivitamin patch banner ad today. People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only 3 ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
For the first time ever, Need to Build Muscle has introduced a fat burner that is so sophisticated, you'll realize why it took them so long to bring one to market. IntoBurn is here. Through multiple pathways and agents, IntoBurn increases thermogenesis, turns on brown adipose tissue to consume even more energy, modulates blood sugar, while insulin-mimicking agents keep insulin from spiking, stimulates beta-adrenergic activity. Heck, even the coating on the tablet contains cinnamaldehyde, a potent appetite suppressant and insulin regulator. While other fat burners focus on one or two of these pathways, IntoBurn does it all. Go to NeedToBuildMuscle.com today and start shedding fat now.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. In a little bit, we'll be talking with Moises Velasquez-Manoff about his new book, An Epidemic of Absence. I promise you, I swear, everybody needs to read this book. This will change. This is a game changer in the area of health, especially as it relates to autoimmune disorders and immune system function. And it's quite counterintuitive, as most things are that are game changers. All right, we're talking with Stephen Lay. He is the Director of Marketing and Sales here at Superhuman Radio. And we've just been talking about where the show is going, and hopefully the show will produce even greater benefits for the listeners and help change more and more lives. And that is really the goal of the show at the end of the day. And then next year we have some fantastic, and I'm kind of talking out of school. This is really Elisa's bailiwick. We have some fantastic superhuman get-togethers, one of which I'm going to let the cat out of the bag just gently. Is a cruise, an exciting cruise, a cruise that you will be able to spend time with other superhumans but more importantly, be lectured by some of the greatest minds in the area of fitness and anti-aging. And we're very, very excited about that. So, but there's going to be other get-togethers located in different areas of the country where people will be able to just drive to and hang out and do some of these same things. And Elisa has been working very, very closely with a professional company that does nothing but set up these types of events because we want them to be quality. We want them to be worthwhile. We want you to be excited to come. We don't want it to just be, hey, a bunch of us are meeting over at, you know, that room in the Holiday Inn over there. You know what I mean, Steve?
I do. I do. I'm excited. I think some of the things that you guys have been talking about are great. And, I mean, a cruise would be phenomenal and tons of fun. And I think Elisa is already shopping for new swimwear. Is that right?
Hell yeah. Heck yeah. Yeah, did you see her new Facebook profile picture?
I did.
It continues today. It was getting more comments.
Well, I showed my daughter, and I wrote a comment in there. My daughter, who's 7, I showed her, and I couldn't convey it exactly in my comment, but she looked at it, and she said, "She looks so strong." And I kind of laughed, and I couldn't put the emphasis on it that she said, but I thought it was cute. And, you know, to me, she's just a great role model.
Yeah.
Just great.
Yeah, and you know what? And we're going to be releasing a press release later this week about Elisa, and we're going to be revealing her age finally. For those of you who have been wondering how old she is, you're going to find out, and I promise you, you're going to be shocked. And keep this in mind. She does not dye her hair, folks. When I first met her, and she told me she didn't dye her hair, I thought, yeah, right. Any day now, I'll start seeing a root. Something will change. Something, you know, they'll be. And it was like after months of being around her, I was like, holy crap. She doesn't. She does not dye her hair. She really is the results of years, decades of dedication. She is living evidence that when you apply the tenets that we discuss on this show, because she's been doing it herself, you really can live a longer life looking and feeling better and thriving. She's living proof of it.
You know what? That's an important point, too, because we talk a lot about anti-aging. As people get older in the population, it's a really hot topic. But the truth of the matter is that anti-aging starts before you're old.
Yes.
And so she benefited from the wisdom of starting, you know, when she was younger. And I think that's a message that is important, you know, to tell people, to let people know.
And we talked about this on Casual Friday, but the impetus for Elisa was she didn't want to develop rheumatoid arthritis because every single woman on her mother's side of the family developed rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, or some autoimmune disease. Every single woman without exception, except Elisa. And she knew back then that if she just exercised and she avoided certain foods, she was convinced that she could beat the rap, so to speak, and she did.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. You know, if you went to any doctor's office, they would just tell you that's impossible.
Well, let's mention something else. For those out there who maybe are new to the show, you know, don't misunderstand when we talk about anti-aging. We're not talking about looking young so that you can chase young girls or young guys. We're not talking about looking young so that you can act like a teenager. We're talking about living a life devoid of what has become considered age-related disease. So many people today, I think if you ask, and we should do this, we really should. We can't do it within our audience because I already know it'll be skewed. But I think if you went up to the average American person and said, do you believe you will develop a disease by the time you are 65 years old? I have to believe that the large majority of people will say yes. My parents did. I already have some things. Yes, absolutely. Well, this is not a correct assumption. We have not been predisposed to develop chronic disease. It's in fact contrary to the human condition to develop chronic disease, but yet, so many people today develop chronic disease that it's just assumed that everyone will. like my poor brother-in-law, you know, with his atrial fib and now having to go in and get an ablation and saying to him, you know, you can reverse this. And now the doctor said, I did everything right and I'm doing everything I can. No, no, you can't, you're not doing everything right and you didn't do everything you can if you still continue to have this disorder. And that's, and it can be reversed. And for those of you who think I'm talking out of my, my party hat here, understand that I myself am reversing something right now that those closest to me know about. And I refuse to get, and this is something both my mother and father had, and I'm going to prove that they didn't have to have it as well.
Well, you know, Carl, when I told you my story, I'm not going to elaborate on that. But
no, please
the
do.
Bottom line is,
please do.
The bottom line is that I found myself in not that great a health a couple of years ago.
And you were, and let's draw a picture here. You were an avid bike racer, were you not?
I was. I was bike racing and really thinking I was doing the right kinds of things. I've always been involved with health and fitness and you know, weight training and that kind of thing my whole life, and always thought of myself as being physically fit and healthy, but the blood test didn't show that. That didn't pan out. I really wasn't that healthy. And so I implemented things in the show, and it was just little stuff that really changed my outlook on life. It changed physically. It changed my blood work. So, you know, things like sleep. We talk about sleep a lot. It just can't be underestimated. It's really, really important. We talk about how to treat the body. How, you know, we had Roger Robinson on the other day,
right?
And we can, and Carl's been changing his training a little bit more on the longevity side. I think if we beat ourselves up too much, it has a negative impact, and studies show that, and it did on me. So I mean, I went to a point in my last physical, or I should say a physical, a couple of years ago, where they wanted me to go see the endocrinologist because all my blood levels were suppressed, my hormone levels were suppressed. I mean, they thought I was dying, and so I knew I wasn't. I knew what I had to do, and so of course I didn't go back to the doctor because that's who I am. But 2 years later, I've basically normalized, and I feel so much better.
And did they want to put you on? Did they want to put you on drugs at that point in your life?
Honestly, they thought I was. I don't know. They thought I was really sick. They just thought, you know, this guy, everything. The only thing good was my lipid levels.
That was the only thing good. That's funny.
That was the only thing good, honestly. Everything else was bad. And now, basically, everything is good. And so I really attribute that to the show. It's important. In the style of living that the show promotes. So I'm a big advocate.
Well, there you go.
Do I have 30 more seconds?
Yes, please.
You know, before I go, I wanted to ask everybody to take some time to chime in on the show, not just with show suggestions, but really anything that's on your mind. And we have lots of outlets for that. You can email Carl, what's the email?
On air at superhumanradio.com.
We have Facebook pages set up. So Carl and Noor has Facebook.
And I prefer that people go to the Superhuman Radio Network fan page and post it there, because I really do want to turn my personal Facebook page back into a personal Facebook page at some point in the near future.
And don't think that what you're thinking or what you have to say is too trivial, because I honestly want to hear it. I mean, one of the things that I'm doing is working on acquiring more sponsors or new sponsors to the site and to the show. And I want to have input with that. I mean, to me, it's really important. I actually, myself, buy things and have bought things in the past from the sponsors. And so I want the sponsors to represent the show and to represent the listeners. I want you to find access to things that you didn't have access to or just better access. Like I bought Muscle Smoke and Mirrors as soon as Carl started talking about it and having Randy Roach on the show. And it was a great book, but I couldn't have found it anywhere else. And it was just a gem. And so those are the kinds of things that I would just love for people to tell me about, you know, what would make a difference. You heard our ad. We think you guys are the smartest and most dedicated audience you could find anywhere. And we truly believe it. And so just take the time to give us the feedback and give us the information that's on your mind.
That sounds great.
That's it.
Steve, thanks for coming on today and talking about the forward-looking opportunities and things that are going on the show. I'm very excited. And I'm hoping for a decade of changing lives on this show. That's what I want. I really, really want. I want to change lives. That's all I want. I don't want to be famous. I don't want to be an expert. In fact, for those of you out there who think that I want a certification, I now have letters that I'm going to be using after my name. It'll be Carl Lenore, TLMN. Do you know what that stands for?
I do not.
These letters mean nothing. But I want to put them after my name, so when people say, well, what are you accredited? Yes, I am. I'm a TLMN. And they'll say, well, what does that mean? I'll say, these letters mean nothing. So there you go. Hey, Steve, thanks for coming on today and talking about this.
Okay, thanks, Carl.
Okay, stay tuned. When we come back, we will have Moisa Velasquez-Manoff on. And I promise this interview will be a game changer. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
If you want to build muscle and burn fat, if you want to transform your body, your health, and fitness, then your goal should be to get a copy of The Blueprint from Rob Ragish. Learn what the Blueprint Army already knows. There is no faster way to change the way you look and feel than by using The Blueprint. And now, when you order The Blueprint, you will also get absolutely free the Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms in a Single Workout Seminar. That's a $20 value, absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint banner ad today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. WhayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WhayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only 3 ingredients in WhayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com. Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, melanotan-2, mechanical growth factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
DJ. DJ Hero.
Welcome back. Okay. I promise that this next interview, I'm out of breath. I was doing my bodyweight squats during the break because I am a believer in being active all day long, even when you're sitting at your desk. Okay. My next guest is Moises Velasquez-Manoff. Welcome to the show, Moises.
Hi, thanks for having me.
I gotta say this on the air. I said it to you off the air. Your book, which people can get at Amazon.com, and I'm telling you, everybody in the audience needs to buy this book. This book is a game changer. It's called An Epidemic of Absence. This book is probably going to be one of the greatest contributions to what we understand about health and the symbiotic relationship with our environment and how it influences chronic disease and the immune system. Now, while the book may not have all of the answers, it causes you to ask questions about what you thought was correct and right in the context of what people teach today. So now let's get started with this. This is a great book. I love it. It's probably one of the best books I've read in the past decade, and I read a lot of books for the show. Okay? Tell the audience, first of all, give them the beginning of when you decided to do some of this experimentation and explain some of the experimentation that you did on yourself as well as you learned through this journey.
Right. Well, so I have suffered from asthma and food allergies for as long as I can remember. And in the book, I focus primarily on immune-mediated diseases, which include allergies and autoimmune diseases. And I also have an autoimmune disorder called alopecia areata, where when I was 11, my hair started falling out, and now I am completely bald. So an autoimmune disease is when your body turns on some aspect of yourself.
Right.
Your immune system malfunctions. An allergic disease is basically when you have an inappropriate response to some protein in the environment, like cat dander or pollen or what have you. So these I've never really had a satisfactory explanation as to why I had them, but why people had them generally. And I guess about maybe around 2006, I came across one little news bit in the journal Science on a scientist named Joel Weinstock, who was experimenting with parasites to fix autoimmune disease or to fix inflammatory diseases. It was really the way he thought about it that struck me, that sort of got me on this path to me ending up experimenting with myself. But basically, he flipped the whole paradigm around. He stopped asking, what new things have we done to ourselves in the last century? Like, what new pollutants are there? What new chemicals are there? And he just asked, what have we taken away? What used to be with us all the time that we've taken away? And one of his answers was parasites. And there's a sort of amazing detective story on how he figured this out that I tell in the book. But parasites have a very strong effect on their host's immune system, because they basically, in order for one animal to live inside another animal, it has to do some very profound things to the immune system, because the immune system exists basically to prevent that kind of thing from happening. So basically, it manipulates the immune system, and that manipulation is a kind of dampening of the immune response, like an anti-inflammatory, almost like it isn't a steroid, but it's like a steroid
right.
in its effect, right?
Right.
So they've always been there, sort of injecting their version of steroids. They're not steroids. I'm just using that as what it's like. But they sit there injecting, and they've been with us forever. So we kind of evolve with this constant immune suppression, right? You do remove the parasites, you remove that immune suppression, the immune system starts going haywire, at least in theory. So what's happened is some people have read the science, which is very compelling, even though there's no science yet proving that this approach works. It's in the works, but nothing no definitive proof
yet. But that's
yet.
Never stopped people from experimenting on themselves. There's a large number of people out there today who are experimenting in this area that we're going to be discussing. Now, you can't be willy-nilly about it, but there is a growing body of anecdotal evidence out there that there's something to this.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. And so what they do is, a group of people took it on themselves to go down to a country where people still carry parasites, in this case hookworm. Hookworm is a parasite that travels through your skin, and then so you step on it usually, and then it goes through your circulatory system and ends up eventually in your small intestine. They basically are selling these parasites to people that have very hard-to-treat autoimmune and inflammatory and allergic diseases. And so I had interviewed a number of them in the course of researching the book. They're just anecdotes, but, you know, some of the stories were pretty amazing, and I was able to confirm them with doctors and so on. You know, it could just all be placebo. I keep hedging everything here, as you can tell. But I decided to join them as a little bit of sort of gonzo journalism. I mean, I was curious to see what effect, if any, it would have on my sort of medley of immune-mediated diseases. So I went down to Tijuana and self-infected with hookworm. It was an interesting experience.
And reading this story about how you went down there and you met with was his name, and I apologize because I sped read, Gavin Agliotti, I want to say his name is, or
Garen Agliotti, yeah.
You know, and it was almost like you were going down there kind of like to deal in the contraband trade, but then you end up at this clinic with this doctor who is obviously very intelligent. And you're getting ready to do something that every fiber of your being is telling you is reckless and dangerous. You're going to self-infect yourself with hookworm.
That's right. I mean, I should point out that real scientists have done this to themselves as well. So I knew that if they're, you know, scientists are generally very cautious, and if they were willing to do it, it probably wasn't as dangerous as it's usually perceived to be. As it's sort of, you know, I remember the first time I heard of hookworm when I was, you know, maybe like 15 or something. And I heard that you could get it just from stepping on it. And I was just horrified by the very idea. You know,
right.
I mean, I was like, all they need is a pair of flip-flops, like in Africa, to not get this terrible parasite that ends up sucking them dry. And
right.
It's true. It can be very sort of dangerous, insidious. You know,
One of the things that you point out that's really intriguing, and when you look at evolution in general, most parasites do not benefit if the host dies. So their objective is to do as little damage to you as possible, evade their detection, and live off of you for some period of time, which generally is a couple years or more. And by the way, to kind of endorse what you're talking about in this book, which I have to tell people again, you must get this book. You must buy it. You must read it because it's a paradigm changer. An Epidemic of Absence. You can get it at Amazon.com or you can go to Moises' website, which is M-O-I-S-E-S-V-M, MoisesVM.com. Just recently out of NYU, there was a study published about, they're calling it a probiotic worm, but they're basically helminths that they're talking about treating humans with irritable bowel and ulcerative colitis. So you started writing this book years ago, and here we come. They're talking about it now, today.
Well, that's right. That guy, that scientist, Pong Lok, actually features in the book. He's the same scientist. So there's a case study. I'm glad you brought that up. There's a case study in the book of a guy who basically he has ulcerative colitis. They're saying we're going to have to do a whole bowel resection on you and remove part of your bowel. And he says, no way. I don't want this disease. You know, it's a new disease. No one in my family has it. Where can I, you know, what other possibilities are there? He ends up going to Thailand and self-infecting with human whipworm in this case, right? So, and sending his inflammatory bowel disease into remission. And then he goes to this guy, Pong Lok, who was a parasite immunologist, who was then in San Francisco, and he says, study what happened to me, because if these things cured me, I have no idea how, and I want you to sort of get this into the scientific realm so that people can look at it. He studied them, and it turns out that those worms from that man, which originally came from Thailand, were the ones that went into the monkeys that you just mentioned.
Right.
Right? And it actually, that whole thread of investigation yielded a very interesting new idea about what goes wrong in inflammatory bowel disease. And actually, they've long noticed that the flora is off in inflammatory bowel disease, but it also seems that the mucosa, the barrier of mucus, which is naturally there's a little minuscule barrier between your intestines and your native microbes, which are supposed to be there. Well, in the diseased state, that disappears, right? Mm. And then you get, so basically, the microflora is right up against the epithelium, right up against the lining of the gut, causing this irritation that just becomes chronic and so on. What happens when you add the worms is that the mucus starts up again. So they end up preventing this whole feedback
reaction, right.
By it's sort of like an accident, just because they end up prompting mucus production, you know? So then you start thinking, well, these worms are always there, and actually that particular species of worms they live off secretions. They live off mucus. So it's almost like they're farming you in a sense, right?
Yes, yes. And you know what? And I want to talk. Here's what I want to do. We have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I just want to briefly touch on one of the things I found so interesting about the book was looking at the human evolution under the guise of when we became in contact with some of these parasites, when they may have crossed over from animals to humans in order to continue their progression of evolution and so on, and how you can actually, almost like carbon dating, you can parasitically date the human being,
yeah.
Can't you? And it's
that's
amazing.
Right, yeah.
All right, so let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick up the discussion. We're talking with Moises Velasquez-Manoff about his book, which I'm telling you, you must get this book. It's called An Epidemic of Absence. You can get it at Amazon.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Never before in the history of muscle gauge nutrition had they ever been so generous, and this is only available to the Superhuman Nation. Now get 25% off any order when you use the coupon SUPER. Save on sports performance supplements like creatine, BCAAs, Huge Impact, and their flagship product, Whey Isolate. Save 25% off weight loss products like Trim Down Advance or Gauge Lean MRP, or check out their line of multivitamins formulated for men and women. Whatever you want, Muscle Gauge has it. Go to MGN Store.com and use the coupon code SUPER today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Over 35% of all men over 20 will struggle with painful chronic prostatitis at some time in their lives. Relaxin is a novel dietary supplement shown in a preliminary retrospect study to be more effective than antibiotics at relieving symptoms of chronic prostatitis. Relaxin is safe and effective for men. If you suffer from prostatitis and don't want to take powerful drugs, antibiotics, or risk procedures, give Relaxin a try. Go to bioadvantex.com to learn more. That's bioadvantex.com. Stop living with embarrassing pain and symptoms associated with chronic prostatitis today. Get Relexin, R-E-L-E-X-I-N.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com. Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. As I catch my breath, are you standing at work listening to the show today? Wave to your coworkers. Stand up. Don't sit for 8 hours straight. We're talking with Moises Velasquez Manoff about his book, a fantastic book, a paradigm changer, I tell you. And that is an epidemic of absence. And the absence we're talking about is the absence of parasites. Okay, so briefly, we are, or our immune system really evolved as a result of contact with parasites over tens of thousands of years, right?
Yeah, parasites and also indigenous microbes. You know, there's a whole community of microbes that live in your gut. The microbes actually outnumber human cells by 10 to 1 in the human body, and they, you know, the genetic information that they contain is outnumbers our genetic information by 100 to 1, probably more, maybe 150 to 1. So you're actually mostly microbe.
Okay. Now, the interesting thing about all of this is there are certain polymorphisms that are a result of what we may have been exposed to in the way of these microbes and parasites. And one of the things that I found interesting in the book was the linkage between H. pylori and stomach cancer here in the United States. We don't see that in some other social landscape, correct?
That's right, yeah.
Talk about the African nations that seem to have a higher degree of this H. pylori, but don't seem to develop stomach cancer. Clearly, H. pylori is not what's causing the stomach cancer. It's the way the immune system reacts to it.
Yeah. Well, I should point out that it's controversial, that idea. It's called the African enigma, and some people argue that it's just because there's just less detection in places like Africa, where, you know, they're not seeing stomach cancer because there's just fewer doctors looking for it, right? Which is always possible. But on the other hand, there's good experimental evidence supporting the following idea, which is that when you get Helicobacter pylori, so Helicobacter pylori is famous for causing ulcers and cancer, it was sort of, everyone used to think that ulcers were the result of stress, and now it's pretty much widely accepted that this bacterium causes it. The problem is, though, it's also obvious that this bacterium came out of Africa with humans. Like, it's been with us for at least 60,000 years, probably much, much longer. It exists in almost, you know, everywhere we look in the animal industry in the animal world, from whales to apes to birds, there's Helicobacter species, and each one is uniquely adapted to its host. So a lot of people have been asking, well, maybe it actually does some good. But let's back up to this question of whether it always causes cancer or not.
Right.
It seems that if you get it early, at least according to the mouse models, you respond to it differently. So that is, if you get it like in infancy at some point, you don't respond to it with the same sort of inflammation. And it's the inflammation that causes the cancer in the long run, or the ulcers. You know, it's sort of like your own immune system over-responding to it is what ends up prompting a malignant lineage of cells to emerge and then metastasize and then cause problems. So your own response is implicated in the cancer. Then there's this question of the African enigma. So in the developing world, generally, children get it much earlier
right
than they do in the developed world, right? In fact, in many parts of the developed world, kids don't get it at all anymore.
Again, we talk about H. pylori. They don't get H. pylori, correct?
That's right.
Yeah, right.
Helicobacter pylori,
right.
Yes. You know, because it's associated with sort of the old world. And what I mean by that is before we were obsessed with cleanliness, before we had so much space, you know, in earlier times, many people lived crowded in one room, right? You know, together.
Right.
There was a lot more sharing of microbes in general, not just Helicobacter pylori, but a whole range of microbes. Families were much larger in much smaller spaces. And then, of course, the sanitary amenities were not what they are today, you know?
Right.
People didn't know to clean, but also it was, you know, water was probably invariably had lots of microbes in it, some of them bad, possibly a lot of them quite good, actually.
Right. There seems to be a rhythm to the outbreaks of these pandemics as a result of some of these microbes, correct? It looks like there's a rhythmicity to when they actually kind of rear their ugly head and kind of take toll on the population, then they kind of go back into remission, if you will. Have you noticed
that? Well, I mean, in the current landscape, there's just more humans in the world than there's ever been, right? I mean, so the ability for a contagious bug to spread very quickly is much more enhanced just by virtue of the human landscape. There's 7 billion human people on the planet. There's never been anything near this many people in the world, right? That said, you don't need 7 billion people for pandemics. And you know, as you point out, pandemics tend to extinguish themselves eventually.
Right.
Because they either kill off the vulnerable people, and then everyone who's left over is either immune to it or has some sort of genetic ability to fight it off. So they self-extinguish. And what's interesting in terms of what we're talking about here is that, you know, humans evolved really into our present shape in the Paleolithic, which is before we settled down to agriculture about 10,000 years ago.
Right.
During that period, the way people lived was in small bands of 30, let's say, to 50 to 70 people, and then extended networks of a few hundred people at the most. So the strategy of the pathogen that we consider a pathogen, like the smallpox or the plague or what have you, the measles, that doesn't work in those circumstances, because then you kill everyone off that you can possibly live in, and then you basically have committed suicide, in a manner of speaking.
Right.
And I'm talking about from the point of view of a pathogen. So the strategy that works in that environment is the parasitic strategy, where you don't kill your host, you coexist with your host, and, you know, in the most ideal circumstances, you could even edge towards commensalism, and you actually enhance the fitness of the host in some respects.
Right. And it benefits the parasite to do that.
Yeah, well, you know, if it does that 100%, then it's not a parasite anymore. Then it is actually a mutualist, right?
Uh-huh.
Then it's an organism that benefits the host, and the host benefits from existence, and the host also gives the mutualist somewhere to live, food, so on. That's a different relationship. But there are a lot of these relationships that exist in this gray area where it's not pure parasitism, and it's not pure mutualism. You know, it's like there's both. There seems to be aspects of both in the relationship. And to tell you the truth, the closer people look at organisms like Helicobacter pylori, for example, or some of the parasites that we were discussing earlier, they see that there seems to be some benefit to having them,
right?
In certain circumstances. Like, it turns out that people who have Helicobacter pylori, a number of studies have shown they're less likely to get other infections, diarrheal infections, say.
These parasites and these microorganisms, are they simply like, you know, the cat's toy? So the cat is preoccupied playing with the toy and not tearing other things up, or is there actually a relationship between the presence of some of these and their downstream effects? For instance, are there specific diseases that seem to be ameliorated as a result of infecting yourself with hookworm?
Well, yeah, I mean, what seems to happen is the diseases that result from an immune system that's malfunctioning, which is what an autoimmune disease is.
Right.
Those diseases seem to be ameliorated. And the question that everyone should ask themselves, and that scientists are actually asking, is can diseases like, let's say, inflammatory bowel disease even emerge in the context of a parasite infection? Would they ever have emerged, right? And the answer from the animal studies where they experimentally infect animals and also from the epidemiological data seems to suggest that no. So if you are a human being that lives in an environment that where you have regular contact with parasites, your chances of committing the mistake that is inflammatory bowel disease, say, or that is allergic disease, you know, that is hay fever, that's a mistake in a sense where you're mistaking tree pollen for some horrendous invader.
Right.
The chances of you making that mistake are much more diminished.
Oh.
Are they totally absent? No, they're not. You know, some people probably always got allergic. Some people probably always suffer from inflammatory bowel disease. But we know that these diseases, you know, even in the 20th century, that they increased, you know, astronomically, in some cases, orders of magnitude. Celiac, for example, there are good studies using objective measures on you know, testing for antibodies on stored serum that show that it's more than quadrupled in the span of like 50 years.
Well,
so we know
I want to talk about that because I have a very uneducated theory from a very uneducated person, that's me, that I want to talk about when we come out of the next break. But before we do that, I have to ask you, so what happened with your autoimmune alopecia? What, did it go away when you infected yourself?
No, it did not go away, not in the slightest, especially not the alopecia. I did have some very, very slight sort of baby-like growth, but nothing anywhere near remission. And, you know, I have to say that even when I began the experiment, I knew at that point, because I'd done enough research, that really the promise in all this stuff is to prevent disease, not necessarily
reverse
to fix it.
Yeah,
not necessarily to fix it, right? That said, you know, there is a parasite in the works being tested for FDA approval for the treatment of inflammatory bowel disease, and they're testing on other things as well. You know, they're testing on psoriasis, they're testing it on multiple sclerosis. And there's good reason that they're doing that. So we'll see.
Okay. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to throw something at you and kind of play around a little bit with this concept. We're talking this hour with Moises Velasquez-Manoff, and the book is An Epidemic of Absence. I really mean it. You got to get this book. It's a fantastic book. It will cause you to start asking questions about the interplay between your environment and health. And it's not just about, we talk a lot about toxicity. We're all so hyper-vigilant about the things we come in contact with. And as a result, some of the things that we should be coming in contact with that we're afraid of may actually be beneficial for us. And we've excluded them as well. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
I have to voice a verbal retraction. During the first hour of the show, I said that Elisa Profumo, all the women on her mother's side of the family, developed autoimmune disorders like lupus and rheumatoid arthritis when it was actually her father's side of the family. And she is the only woman on her father's side of the family that has not developed these diseases. And this kind of plays into the discussion we're having right now with Moises Velasquez-Manoff about his book, An Epidemic of Absence. Okay, Moises, I'm going to throw something at you in the context of this discussion of this book. You are what your parasite eats. Okay, we've always heard the old adage that, you know, you are what you eat, and we know more and more about how nutrition plays a role in the etiology and development of diseases, greater than ever before. And we've actually done shows. We do a series on this on Superhuman Radio called Muscle Saves Lives, and we've talked about people who reverse their own diseases. We've done shows on rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, and ulcerative colitis that all went away, went into remission, reversed themselves when adhering to certain nutritional approaches. And so hence, I'm wondering, and I don't know. I mean, I'm really sincere when I say I don't know. I'm asking you because you've done all the research. Clearly, these parasites must create a waste product when they're in us, right?
Yeah, I'm sure, yeah.
Okay, could it be that some of the value of these parasites is, in fact, their waste that they put off, and that waste changes in the presence of certain food products, certain maybe foods that were not available because of genetic mutations and modifications and so on, or because we didn't eat them back then, when these parasites first became useful to us?
Yeah. Well, you know, I think that actually the dietary effects that you alluded to are probably have to do more with how they change the microbes that live inside of you. So parasites are not everything. They're just a very strong thing. And in a lot of ways, the more exciting developments are happening in the microbiome field, which is
right.
The microbiome is all the microbes that live in there. So when you talk about dietary habits, you know, sending some of these, you know, changing your diet, sending various disorders into remission, there's a lot of good science now suggesting that, first of all, that the Western diet, which is like a junk food kind of diet,
yeah,
high in carbohydrates and fats and sort of thing, it actually selects for a certain community of microbes. Now, you should think of your microbiota as a community of, you know, an ecosystem. It changes that ecosystem in a way that then prompts inflammation in you. Right.
Right.
So you don't even need the parasites to think about this. And what's exciting about this particular field in general is that they're looking essentially for pure mutualist species. So parasites take a little bit from you, and I can tell you from having done it to myself that there's a cost. And in my case, the benefits did not outweigh the cost. I did have some benefits. But the cost was too much for that particular hookworm.
What was the cost for you? What was the cost?
I had sort of intestinal malaise,
yeah.
And you know, in the beginning, your body, the symptoms sort of dissipate with time, but in the beginning, they're kind of intense. It's sort of like you're struggling with this new arrival, and then eventually you reach an agreement, but it's never like a totally amicable agreement. So you kind of always feel it a tiny bit. Now, I have to say that some people don't and don't have any symptoms at all. And it's in the literature that your response to a parasite, say, is partly mediated just by your genetics.
Right.
So it depends on who you are. It depends on that sort of thing. And this will also be resolved in studies with lots of people. And they'll maybe be able to see which genotypes respond, which don't, where the benefits outweigh the costs. But to get back to this idea of microbes, it's possible that we can just identify the purely beneficial microbes as no cost, all benefit, right?
Right.
Some kind of probiotic. Clearly, the microbes in your body eat what you eat. So they mostly live in your colon. They're very important for how your immune system works. Everyone, the scientists are discovering. So what bugs will determine, you know, your vulnerability to any number of inflammatory diseases, probably, from asthma to inflammatory bowel disease to maybe even multiple sclerosis.
Right.
So what your diet does is it selects certain microbes over other ones. And it seems to be a sort of rule at this point that junk food selects bad microbes. And that plant material and like complex sugars from plants, complex carbohydrates, you know, polysaccharides, they select almost invariably, at least so far, select good microbes, got right. microbes that tamp down on inflammation. And why that should be is unclear, except that these microbes, you know, evolutionarily speaking, they probably helped us extract calories from a very rough diet, right? So you need to feed them. They're supposed to be there. You need to feed them. These days, our diet is not anywhere near as rough as it used to be. It's not full of all the fiber and undigestible material. You know, we get about 10% of our calories actually come from microbes fermenting stuff for us.
Right.
We have to make sure to keep them happy.
Right. And you know, it's we did a show about the Amish gut study, which they looked at the microbiota in the old Amish order because these are individuals that do not use antibiotics and they're big into animal husbandry and agriculture, so they're coming in contact with microbes that are out in the world that most of them are very, very healthy, and so they're looking at their guts like for answers. And when I was a kid, I worked on the racetrack. And I've talked about this on the show over the years. You know, there were many days where I had just picked up a load of horse poop and then ate lunch, and I washed my hands at a spigot, but I didn't use antimicrobial soap, and you know, and I'm sure that I ate some of that horse feces without wanting to. And I never got sick when I was a kid. And I used to say, you know, I think my immune system was probably bolstered from exposure to all of this dirt and debris and stuff that I was coming in contact with working with animals.
Yeah, right. I mean, I think you're absolutely right. And one of the cardinal rules to have emerged in the last decade or so is that diversity of microbes seems to be much better than a lack of diversity, always. I mean, in every study. So it seems like they can never quite identify which specific microbe actually is the sort of the pot of gold microbe that we're searching for, you know. But diversity itself seems to be valuable. So, I mean, which makes sense. If you think about it, ecosystem science, diverse ecosystems are always almost invariably more healthy.
And diverse. They depend on diversity in order to survive.
And that's
the problem with us, especially in the United States and in the scientific orthodoxy. We're all looking for the silver bullet, and we find out it's the holster, it's the bullets, it's the gun, it's the guy who wears the holster bullets. It's diversity. Diversity is more important than trying to find one thing. What do you think about this? There's a current emerging movement within the naturopathic communities, but within the alternative medical community, where they're identifying people who have, they're saying, well, you've got parasites, we need to kill these parasites. And they're not even talking about hookworms. They're talking about, you know, funguses, bacteria and funguses and yeasts and stuff. And they're trying to cleanse people. We're not supposed to be that clean, are we?
Yeah, well, you know, I've seen those claims, and I like science. I like people who test ideas out, you know, to see if they're actually true or not. I mean, we used to bloodlet as well, and clearly that was not a good idea. So I don't know about that. I do know, though, that the idea of going in like an exterminator and starting to eradicate any kind of microbe, there may be bad microbes, but what you have to start thinking about it like an ecosystem engineer. An ecosystem engineer doesn't necessarily eradicate. He rebalances, you know? He engineers the whole ecosystem. So what you do is you change the inputs, you know? So here again, diet is one of the inputs. But one of the things that's harder to address in modern life is if you don't have the right microbes, if you just don't have diverse set of microbes because you haven't been exposed to them, changing your diet's not going to fix that, right?
Right.
And the fact of the matter is we used to have constant exposure to a whole bunch of microbes, to innocuous, safe microbes, because one, we like you, lived with animals around us. Two, we all live with a lot of other people, and people are just not as clean. I mean, it's feces was on hand all the time.
Right.
Some of those microbes in feces are actually probably good for us. There's a lot of bad ones, but some of them are good for us.
Right.
And three, the water we drank was full of, because it came from untreated sources, was full of everything that it came through, you know, from trees, to plants, to soil, forests, you know, grasslands. It had all, carried all those microbes. And furthermore, the food we ate, I mean, before refrigeration, first of all, you have fruit, vegetables, that sort of thing. These days they have to kind of semi-sterilize them so
right.
that to prolong the shelf life. You know, they're not completely sterile, obviously, but they do various things to make so that when you have an apple, you can buy it at the store, bring it home, and 2 weeks later, it's still an apple. But, I actually, just for the hell of it, I bought an organic apple and just put it side by side with just a regular commercial apple. And the organic apple starts rotting very quickly.
Yes.
It's very funny.
And I like that about organic foods, by the way.
Yeah.
I like that about them, you know?
I mean, scientists are now looking into that. Like, are we supposed to have more just constant flux of microbes traveling down our gullet, essentially? And do we need that to maintain the adequate diversity in our gut? And how are we going to replace it? Are we going to have a bunch of probiotics? I mean, I should mention, the current probiotics are usually one or two or three species, right?
Right.
So they don't necessarily address this problem of diversity. That seems to be a major issue when they look at, ulcerative colitis, when they look at, almost invariably, when they look at any kind of immune-mediated disease, they'll look at the microbiota and they'll find that it's basically impoverished, that
yeah.
it doesn't have the same number of species that as a healthy person.
Yeah, and that's what they found when they looked at the old Amish order. I mean, the
right.
vast number of probiotic microbiota that they have in their gut outnumbers what the average person walking down the street has, and that's
yeah.
again and a lot of that is because of the cross sharing of microbiota from animals and from the soil and so on and so forth, which I want to talk about when we come back briefly. I don't know, I have this desire to learn more about geophagy, and I can't find anybody to talk about it, and I want to see if you had learned anything about geophagy when you were studying some of the primitive civilizations for your book. We're talking with Moises Velasquez-Manoff, and I'm telling you, you gotta get this book. I told you about Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors, and everybody emailed me and said it was the best book they've read. It chronicles the nutritional origins of physical culture. This is a game changer. You must read this book, An Epidemic of Absence. We need to stop being afraid of the boogeyman in our food. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Never before in the history of muscle gauge nutrition have they ever been so generous, and this is only available to the Superhuman Nation. Now get 25% off any order when you use the coupon SUPER. Save on sports performance supplements like creatine, BCAAs, Huge Impact, and their flagship product Whey Isolate. Save 25% off weight loss products like Trim Down Advance or Gauge Lean MRP, or check out their line of multivitamins formulated for men and women. Whatever you want, Muscle Gauge has it. Go to MGNstore.com and use the coupon code SUPER today. For the first time ever, Need to Build Muscle has introduced a fat burner that is so sophisticated, you'll realize why it took them so long to bring one to market. IntuBurn is here. Through multiple pathways and agents, IntuBurn increases thermogenesis, turns on brown adipose tissue to consume even more energy, modulates blood sugar, while insulin-mimicking agents keep insulin from spiking, stimulates beta-adrenergic activity. Heck, even the coating on the tablet contains cinnamaldehyde, a potent appetite suppressant and insulin regulator. While other fat burners focus on one or two of these pathways, IntuBurn does it all. Go to NeedToBuildMuscle.com today and start shedding fat now. You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows.
I rub Kinetic Cream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away. Not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetic Cream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetic Cream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. Over 35% of all men over 20 will struggle with painful chronic prostatitis at some time in their lives. Relaxin is a novel dietary supplement shown in a preliminary retrospect study to be more effective than antibiotics at relieving symptoms of chronic prostatitis. Relaxin is safe and effective for men. If you suffer from prostatitis and don't want to take powerful drugs, antibiotics, or risk procedures, give Relaxin a try. Go to bioadvantex.com to learn more. That's bioadvantex.com. Stop living with embarrassing pain and symptoms associated with chronic prostatitis today. Get Relexin, R-E-L-E-X-I-N.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Are you ready? Ready, ready, ready.
Welcome back. Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Moises Velasquez-Manoff about his book, An Epidemic of Absence. Okay, I have tried desperately to get someone on the show to talk about geophagy, the eating of dirt. Primitive cultures did it, and even today, some primitive cultures still, untouched by Western ways still do this. It's obviously not something you can do willy-nilly because you could be eating some dangerous things if you eat dirt from the wrong places. But was there any evidence that the eating of dirt somehow affected the diversity of the microbiota in some cultures that you may have come in contact with in your research?
Well, it's interesting. The eating of dirt, people, there's a sort of craving that sometimes emerges among people who have hookworm infections because they're anemic, and they start craving the flavor of dirt because dirt has iron in it, some dirt anyway. That's one. So that's like a negative effect of a hookworm there. But more broadly, to get to your question, I think that there's a class of microbes called saprophytes, and they basically break down organic matter and they live in soil. It turns out that they're very powerful immune modulators, meaning that they suppress inflammation. And the thinking is that the reason that they do is because they're so ubiquitous in past environments, they were literally everywhere, that if you became inflamed because of them, you'd basically die. You know, you would collapse in a fire, in a firestorm, essentially,
right?
Because that you could never escape them. So you constantly have this immune reaction to something that was there all the time that you eventually would just fall apart.
Right.
So the idea being that we essentially learned over a long period of time, or not really learned, but just have, because they've always been there, to tolerate saprophytes. And they're just innocuous microbes in the soil. There's a scientist named Graham Rook, who's sort of a godfather of this whole field at this point. He's in the UK, and he thinks that saprophytes are very important in this whole scheme of things that we're talking about in terms of immune-mediated disease. And they were in water. They were in all the water we drank because we drank surface water.
Right.
We drank water that came from forests, that came from grasslands. We didn't necessarily have wells until relatively recently. So we were always had them, and then they went away at some point with treated water and with just the general cleaning up that's occurred in the last 150 years.
Right, right. You know, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, we talk about the importance of raw unpasteurized milk on this show, and I drink raw unpasteurized dairy. I eat raw and pasteurized butter. I drink raw and pasteurized cream. And a lot of people in the audience have now switched to raw unpasteurized dairy, and find that individuals who were, quote unquote, lactose intolerant, they can tolerate raw dairy because it has lactase in it. But more importantly, raw unpasteurized dairy has a very large load of microbiota, probiotics, IgG, IgA, immunoglobulins in it, and all of these other things that we used to get from animal husbandry, milking animals, that we don't get in pasteurized milk. Did you discover anything in your research that looks at the introduction of pasteurized milk and the change in the gut flora of humans?
They haven't been able to look at that specifically because it happened so long ago, the change from pasteurized to from unpasteurized to pasteurized. But there is this constant finding, usually from studies in Central Europe, Germany and Denmark and Switzerland, that people who drink unpasteurized milk have a lower risk of allergic disease, right? And that their immune system is somehow works a little bit differently. When they look at measures of immune function,
when they drink unpasteurized milk.
Unpasteurized milk.
Right.
And of course, I'll just reiterate what these scientists say. They urge people not to drink unpasteurized milk because it can have pathogens as well. But what's interesting about the work now is they're not sure that it's the microbes. They actually think that it's some of the whey proteins and some of the other things that you just alluded to that remain intact in unpasteurized milk, and that some of the certain kinds of whey actually directly stimulate the innate immune system.
Right.
So you're getting this immune stimulation. And it's also possible, it's even more intriguing, that it's, as you again alluded to, that it changes, that it selectively feeds certain microbes in your gut. So you're not necessarily putting microbes in the gut. You're giving certain good microbes food. It's prebiotic.
Right.
And the way, the science on human milk very strongly suggests that there are certain oligosaccharides.
I was going to say the oligosaccharides have been implicated in sequestering the AIDS virus from a mother's breast to the baby.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about milk is an intelligent food. It has intelligence in it. It's amazing.
Yeah.
But then we pasteurize it and we destroy it. So.
Yeah, and I actually interviewed a scientist who's looking into the effects of unpasteurized cow's milk. And she was saying that, there are other ways to sterilize milk without necessarily destroying all these things. And they can figure out what these things are, which ones are important. I mean, imagine if, all the milk you buy, pasteurized or unpasteurized, just had all the stuff in it that's good for you. It's sort of like this amazing health boon for the country, for the Western
What the problem is? I'm gonna give you this quick Reader's Digest version of what happened to milk. And that made it bad. We've been obviously drinking milk for thousands and thousands of years. But in the mid 1800s, the distilleries decided to get into the milk business because they had all this slop, this mash left over from producing alcohol. And they figured, we have bottles and we have this stuff. Why don't we feed it to cows and we'll put milk in the bottles instead of booze? We're already in the city. We can beat the farmer to deliver the milk. So they did this and the cows got sick. They developed mastitis, and that's where the bad pathogens were introduced into the milk. And as a result, in the mid 1800s, there was an epidemic on the East Coast called the swill milk epidemic, where some 1900 women and children and people died from this poison milk. So instead of the powers that be saying to the distillery industry, get out of the milk business, because the distillery industry is so wealthy and booze has had such a control on this country, and our politicians were in the pockets of the distilleries, they said, give us a chance to fix this problem, and hence they introduced pasteurization. So we didn't need pasteurization until dirty milk was being produced by non-farming entities.
Yeah, and I would also add, I mean, you basically said already, but that grass-fed cows are generally much healthier than
they have the same, do you know what we had a scientist on this show who's working on coming out with baby formulas, and we had him on the show because of some research in the oligosaccharide area of milk, And he and I got into this discussion, and then after the show, he emailed me and said, can you send me the study that shows that grass-fed milk has a higher degree of omega-3 to omega-, and then he said, can you send me the study that shows that, you know, and so I sent, so now, and he is a consultant for the formula industry. He has added unpasteurized milk to their research. And I am applauding him, and I'm thinking, oh my God, this could really be something exciting. If they would understand how to produce unpasteurized milk from grass-fed cows in the right conditions, like farmers used to do, and we could have it as a product, at least for babies, it would be an amazing thing, because mothers, you know, are increasingly, less, willing to breastfeed in this country today. So, you know, I think that one of the greatest untapped resources we have for health, immune function, and everything that goes along with it is raw and pasteurized milk. We just got to get the industries that want to make money at it to make money at it so they'll release it and let us drink it. So there you go.
Yeah, I mean, I think that one of the problems, though, is that milk is pooled, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, that is a problem. That is
one sick cow contaminates the whole whole vat.
And that is why, and that is the argument that we make on this show every week for the decentralization and to a renaissance to occur, and for people to start patronizing the local family farms through farmers markets and so on, because we must decentralize food once again in order for us to not be threatened by, you know, 46 states being poisoned by cantaloupes. You know what I mean? It's like, this is ridiculous.
Right.
When a farmer had a bad batch of something, six families got sick. Now, you know, 600,000 people in 48 states get sick. Something's wrong with that. Something's wrong with
that.
But anyway, listen, I have to commend you. It took a lot of guts, no pun intended, to write this book. This book is counterintuitive. I'm sure that there's lots of people out there who are going to say, this is reckless, this is inappropriate, blah, blah, blah. I applaud you. I want my audience to buy this book. This book will make you ask questions about your environment that you need to be asking when we are constantly pursuing greater health and longevity. Those things in our environment that we have evolved under the influence of must be reintroduced into our environment if we are to reach optimal health. I want to thank you so much, Moishas, for coming on the show today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Okay. All right, so there you go. Go to Amazon.com and please get the book, An Epidemic of Absence. Thank you for listening to Superhuman Radio today. Tomorrow's Tuesday. We'll have the Blueprint Power Hour on. Tune in then. We'll see you then.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet. This is the Super